Talking college football right now. We are joined by the head football coach at the University of Hawaii. He is entering his second season at Hawaii. He led them to a bowl win last season. Hawaii was 7-7 last year. They open up their season at UMass on August 26th. We are joined by Hawaii head coach Nick Rolovich. Nick, good morning. Good to have you on. How are you?
Honored to be on. You kidding me? This is wonderful.
Nick, it is great to have you on. Really nice to talk to you. All right, so you caused quite the scene at the Mountain West Media Summit because you traveled around with an Elvis impersonator. But before we get into that, the original idea, Nick, was for you to attend the events with a monkey on your shoulder. Where did that idea come from?
I don't know where that came from. I like Mike Leach a lot, and I like talking to him. I think he's creative, and he makes a lot of noise, and I thought a monkey would be cool to show up with, but Elvis was a hit. No, that was much better for Vegas, I think.
Yeah, I think it would have worked, though. I think it would have been great. But a school spokesperson told Yahoo, quote, there were too many hurdles to jump to have that monkey show up. I mean, what are we talking about here? Was it financial?
Well, we're talking about wildlife permits. You know, where do you go to get those? And you got to clear it with the Cosmo. And there was a little bit too much work to get it done.
All right, so you fell back on the Elvis impersonator. What was involved in selecting the right Elvis, and then how was it to roll with him?
Well, there's obviously plenty of options in Vegas, and I just contacted a talent company, and they said, hey, we got the guy that you need for this idea. And I just told them, hey, come hang out for 2 hours. You want to talk to the commissioner, sing with media, whatever you want to do. And just to liven it up, that thing could get kind of stale for 8 hours.
Man, that is so true. Nick Rolovich joining us. I mean, you want to liven that thing up. In fact, one of your players, Jelani Tavai, said that you do stuff like that on a daily basis, that bringing Elvis along was kind of normal for you, but he feels like the good thing about it is it keeps the players engaged and it helps prevent guys from getting bored by routine. Is that pretty much the goal that you have in mind, to keep guys focused and not get bored?
Yeah, and to make this thing fun. I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of ideas for a long time. Just now I'm in the seat where a lot of people can't tell me no. So
I like it. The buck stops right there. Listen, now if you go back a little further, you were a quarterback at Marin Catholic here in California, and then you went to City College in San Francisco, and then you went to Hawaii to play. What was it about Hawaii that made you choose to play there?
Well, a lot of it had to do with Coach June Jones. You know, I appreciated his honesty. He didn't try to sell me any goods. He said, this is what we're going to do on offense. This is what Hawaii is all about. And I like the guy. And I said, that's the kind of guy I want to play for. You know, don't try to – and we try to do that with our recruits. I'm not trying to trick you to come to Hawaii. If you're going to come to Hawaii and I got to trick you, this is a horrible place to be miserable. So
you don't have to trick anybody to get them to Hawaii. And you're right. If they're not happy there, they're not going to be happy anywhere. Now, you had one of the all-time legendary games in college football history when you passed for 543 yards and 8 touchdowns in a 72-45 win over BYU. Those are video game numbers. What do you remember most about that game?
It was such a process. And it just – everybody on the team, receivers, coaches, it just – that was just that moment where everything kind of came together, and we took advantage of every opportunity, and an incredible rivalry for the University of Hawaii. And it was really the love between all the players on the team. You got to play for one another. You can't play for – those numbers don't happen if you're trying to do it. You know, that just happens because you're trying to play the best you can with the guys you love.
Nick Rolovich, head football coach at Hawaii, joining us on the practice field, in fact, about ready to get some work in.
Yeah. Rome, you're open training camp, man.
I love that, man. So, Nick, how you feeling? I mean, I can tell you're fired up, but you're about 10 minutes away from opening training camp. You're the head coach entering your second season. What's going through your mind right now, 10 minutes out?
Well, I'm on with Jim Rome and the Clones, and we're about to open training camp. I couldn't have scripted this one.
My man. Now, you played in NFL Europe and the Arena League, and then you turned to coaching full-time. You were the quarterback's coach at Hawaii, then the offensive coordinator, and then you went to Nevada. So when the opportunity came up for you to return as head coach, what was your first reaction?
Oh, I owe it to Hawaii. You see, when I got here, I didn't make all the right choices. And the 2001 numbers are good, but the 2000 numbers, those look real bad, and that's part of my fault. I was not focused. I thought I was coming on a 2-year spring break trip, and that's what our record represented after that season. So kind of was able to turn around, get a second chance, and didn't want to mess up that second opportunity. Because what happens is you're a senior, all you know is football. What the heck am I going to do next? You know, I wanted to at least give it everything I had that last year, and I was lucky enough to get that opportunity. But I share with all these kids that story. This is going to go fast, man, and you got such an opportunity to do something special. Don't waste it.
Hey, Nick, does it resonate with them? I mean, you know how you were when you were their age. I mean, what you know now is obviously something very different, but when you tell them that, do they get it? Does it resonate with them?
Yeah, because I think I'm pretty honest. I'm not a real good liar. I tell them a lot of the stuff and the experiences I had and how it affected me. You know, I'm not going to pretend like I was some angel. And we were all kids one day. But, you know, these are kids now that have everyone's a paparazzi with their phones. They got to be extra careful. I don't know what would happen if I had Snapchat when I was a kid.
What do you think would have happened back then? What if you had Snapchat? What if you had the gram? What if you had Twitter? How do you think that would have gone?
I probably wouldn't be standing here on this hill waiting for training camp to start at the University of Hawaii, probably.
You know, you had a decision to make, actually. So, I mean, you've got this perspective. You want to come back. You want to get another shot. And then you get it. But the program that you came to had gone 10-36 in the previous 4 years, had not been to a bowl game since 2010. So what was your sense of the state of the program when you came back?
Well, see, being in Nevada, we played them every year. And I knew there was some talent on the team, you know, but it was really about pulling the team together. So, for instance, there was the locker room. You know, the guys had picked their own lockers, so there was all these clips, right? There's black guys over here, the white guys over here, the Samoans over here, the local boys from Hawaii in this corner. And I walk in, I go, so we blew that thing up and went black, white, local, Australian, Samoan, Tongan, and just made everyone kind of, not by position, just we are who we are, but we all got to be one at the end of the day.
And Nick, you know how it goes, right? Winning's a habit, but losing becomes a habit, and then all of a sudden gets into your head, and then you develop that mentality. I mean, did you sense some of that, and did you have to change that culture, root that out? Did guys get used to losing?
Yeah. They had been called losers. Classroom, field. So we started with just giving them socks, you know? New socks if we had competitions in the winter. Just to teach them how to win. Kind of like what Tom Herman did. You know, is doing down in Texas when I hear him talk. You know, you got to teach kids how to win.
It pays to be a winner.
And what I tell them, yeah. You know what I mean, they can't be afraid to be great. If you're afraid to be great, you're done for.
You know, you guys had a big first year. So what did it mean to you to not only reach a bowl game in that first year, but to end that season with a win in the Hawaii Bowl?
It was huge for our fans and the seniors. I mean, this is, you know, we win six games. We're going to the Hawaii Bowl every year. I mean, that's just what it is. But the seniors on that football team last year, not one player on the football team had ever had a bowl experience. And so you had to coach them through everything. Guys, we're going to be down in Waikiki for a week. You know, this is what's going to happen. You know, I want you guys to enjoy it, but we're here to win the game. We didn't talk about going to a bowl game ever. We always talked about winning the bowl game because this was their only opportunity to be called a champion. And we wanted to take advantage of it.
Nick, before I turn you loose, and I know you got camp starting, you mentioned Waikiki. It's been a few years since I went, but when I think about Waikiki, I mean, it's a major city now. It's a major city, yeah. And it's a great city, but like any other city, if you want to find trouble, it's not that hard to find it. What was your message to your guys in Waikiki, and how'd they deal with that week?
Well, this is another one I talked to Coach Jones. He said, you know, the first night, I'm worried, right? What's the curfew? What's the schedule? Coach Jones said, listen, give them one night, no curfew. If they all show up to practice, you know you got the right guys ready to play this game. And we practice early in the morning. You know, it's 6:30 here. So, you know, everyone was on the bus or got to practice. They came on a mission. So that was some pretty good advice from Coach Jones.
Nick Rolovich, the head football coach at Hawaii. I'll tell you what, Nick, I can't believe that you're starting your first day of camp by coming on this show. But I appreciate you for doing it. Great to have you on, Nick.
I'm honored. Tell the clones hello.
Hey, clones, coach says hello. Great job, Nick. Really good to talk to you. Let's do it again soon. Have a great day, Nick. Go dominate your day, and we'll have you back on soon. Tell the clones hello. That's a great statement from a coach right before opening up camp. Tell the clones hello.